Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. The Lord is mightily moving by His Spirit, and He loves us. Let everybody you know that old preacher's back on the radio again. I thank God for what He's doing. He's moving by His Spirit, and I thank Him that He called me to the ministry. I love it. I love His people. I love ministry because I love people. And I'm not the kind that love prestige and power. All that's stupid to me. I love people. Having fancy cars and all this jewelry, and that's stupid to me. I love people. When Jesus comes and take His people, He's not going to take all that junk with Him. He's going to take His precious people. And that's all I care about. I love nice things for myself, but I don't love nothing like I love Jesus. And I love people because God loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on Him will have everlasting life. He's going to get us out of darkness and put us into His light, and we get to live with Him. That's precious to me. And I'm in a position to be a blessing to people. That's what I want to do. And that's what's important. People are important to God. Every time somebody gives Jesus their life, you know, when they get saved through Christ and they give the Lord their life, they make Jesus Christ their Lord, great things happen inside of them. They get a brand new spirit when they're washed in the blood. You hear people talk about being washed in the blood. Well, Jesus died and shed His blood. He died in our place. That's what He was doing. And because His blood is righteous, it washed our sins away. God can legally give us a brand new heart and include us into the kingdom of God. He take us out of darkness and into the kingdom of God. Now, we're all born in sin. But babies, their spirit is, they can't judge right. They can't judge good and evil. They know what they want, but they can't judge good and evil. So they're in the kingdom of God. Their spirit man is still lit, but it's not new yet. But it's lit. So when the rapture happens, He's going to take all the babies and very, very young children with Him. And all those that gave Him their heart. All those who believed on Jesus Christ. All those who are washed in the blood. Remember, it's all about the love of God. God is full of, He redeems us. And He wants us with Him. He wants us to know Him. The Lord put things in motion so that we could be like Him in all things. We can share the mindset of God through the Word of God. The Word of God is alive. And the Lord is, He's with us to help us do the mighty things of God again. Now, I had said earlier that sin, this was in the last broadcast, sin is transferred through the male, not the female. And there's a reason for it. Now, that fact is pointed out in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Paul is writing to Timothy in this chapter. He said, Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. So, because Adam was deceived, the woman was deceived, sin is transferred through the male and not the female. Now, I'm going to tell you, I love the wisdom of God in all of these things. Satan was so trying to get man, he was so hung up on trying to get man off track that he didn't think of the counter that God would come up with. The Lord knew everything, He knows everything that's going to happen before it happens. And when he gave us that tree, God can't make anything evil. Nothing evil can God make. God don't make evil. He never made evil, ever. But He saw that a fall was coming. way before that was any sin. And he knew that there would be an angel that would, which is Lucifer, who would turn and cause others to turn. But I believe personally that, for many reasons, that Lucifer was made to prevent the fall. But that's another story. But when Adam fell, he was not deceived, but Eve was. So, for Adam was first formed, then Eve. When Adam was first formed, he told Adam not to eat off that tree. Adam told Eve not to eat off that tree. But she saw that it was a tree that was good for food, and she thought she would help out God. She was deceived, just like we covered in the last broadcast. Verse 14 in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 says, "And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression." God handles judgment different when people are defiant and when they're deceived. But don't think that just because you're deceived, you're all right. She was in the transgression. But when Adam ate off of the tree, their eyes were both open. When Eve ate off the tree, nothing happened. The glory was still on her. But when Adam ate off it, their eyes were both open. If Adam ate off the tree and Eve did not eat off the tree, Eve would still be alive now. And Adam would have died a long time ago, just like he did. He didn't make a day. He didn't live 1,000 years. He lived to be 930. A day with God is 1,000 years. But when God restored the earth, it was 24-hour periods, because the evening and the morning was the first day. See, time was something that never was. Angels, they weren't used to time, because it was like one day with them. But a day to God is like 1,000 years. In the heavenly realm, you're going to measure time a whole lot differently than what you're used to. Now, that's another topic for another day. But sin is transferred through the male, not the female. But because she was deceived, she was in the transgression. She did eat off the tree. Then Adam ate off, and their eyes were open. Now, and the glory of God left. They knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together. And people are still trying to get away, get around Jesus to go to God, and you can't. And some people say, well, I don't want to. Then they're just not religious. They're atheists. But this is what the atheist is doing. They're trying to build their life without a foundation. God is. You can't stop God from being God. Well, just because you don't believe in him don't mean that he stop existing. He's holding everything together anyway. If there was no God, there would be no you. It's foolish to believe that there's no God. Everything he made comes from seed form. Everything starts out small and gets greater. That's because that's what he did. You're in his kingdom. Time. Man is ruling the earth. And this is man's time, which is coming to a close. Nothing's going to happen to the earth. People are going to say the earth is going to be destroyed. There will be devastations upon the earth. But the earth belongs to God, and it's going to be here whether we're here or not. What's going to come to an end is the rule of man. Adam's lease is running out. So Jesus Christ is going to come back, just like the dream he gave Nebuchadnezzar. A stone is going to roll down the mountain and destroy man's time, man's kingdom. And it's going to become a mountain. And Jesus Christ is going to rule the earth. And there'll never be another election, thank God. But God loves us. He's trying to include us in the kingdom of God, which works by righteousness. Now, there's no sin in Christ. He don't sin. There's not going to be any sin in his kingdom. The people that survive the Antichrist, and they were sheep nations, they're going to have children. So eventually he's going to rule on earth 1,000 years. So eventually there'll be another crop of people that may not be on his side. So after that 1,000 years is up, he's going to let Satan out to, and Satan is going to, see, Satan has a purpose. Everything that has sin in it will be attracted to Satan. This is why people don't just run out of the world. The darkness that they love keep them trapped. And Satan is out there trapping, you know, anything that loves sin is going to be attracted to Satan. As ugly as that sound is true. All you have to do is defy God somewhere and you're in the kingdom of darkness all over again. He's trying to attract things back to the world. What is the world? The world system is defined in 1 John chapter 1. Now, it's simple. I like when, you know, when the apostles make things simple. I'm sorry, it's 1 John chapter 2. The things of the world is, here it is. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, that's the first one. That's listed first. The lust of the flesh is the first, that's the first stage of the world. The lust of the eyes, greed. You know, that's the second step of the world. And the pride of life, that's the final stage of the world. That's your world system in a nutshell. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. That's why people love the world. And if they love that darkness, Satan can attract them and they'll follow Satan. Some people get saved, they believe on Jesus, they have his peace, they have his joy, and they look over there and they want to play with worldly satisfaction. And the enemy tempt them and they fall for it. And they go out there, and at first sin is fun, then it gets boring. Then they're not happy anymore, but they're trapped. And they become sorrowful and depressed. And sometimes they go back to God and they never go back. They get their mind right. And they get their heart right. And it takes a lot of prayer to get them back to God again. If angels could fall, men could fall. Are they saved because they were saved and then they went back to the world? No. They got to come back to Jesus and stay in Christ. And stay out of the world. But Satan will trap people. He will, everything that's not of God, he'll attract it back to the world system. So after Christ has reigned 1,000 years, Satan is going to be loose for a little season. It won't take long. Everything that hates God is going to be attracted to Satan, and it's going to be all over with. There'll be no more sin, and there'll never be sin again. And I thank God for that fact. There's no reason for sin to exist anyway. It shouldn't have happened in the first place. So, When God is rescuing us from something that's very dangerous against us. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Everything is free. Everything is free because I love your soul more than your money. I want people to get to know God and know Him. What good is it for you to give me money and I don't sell God's word? Whatever God give me, I make it free. Now, ministry costs a lot of money, and I thank God for people that help me do this. And I'm not saying I don't need help, but I make things available because sometimes people come to the Lord. What if a homeless person, they may happen to have a cell phone, but they don't have any money, but they want the knowledge of God? Well, that's what New Living Letters is for. NewLivingLetters.com is free. Everything's free. Get it and use it. I want you to know Jesus. When you know Jesus, He can bless you and your life can come up again. He can bring you back. The enemy's trying to tear us all down. And so I thank God for His handiwork. Now, some ministries, they have to charge for things, but that's fine. I'm not knocking them, but I made this. This is free. Just because it's free don't mean it's cheap. It's good information that God has given us. I like for people's eyes to be open. Hell is real. I've been there. I don't want you to go. So everything on newlivingletters.com is absolutely free. And whoever helps me to do this, God's going to reward you. That's just the way it is. But it's free. And as long as there's strength in me and God is with me, it's going to be free. Now, I want to go back to 1 John chapter 10. That was some things in 1 John. Now, if you want to find a good preacher, measure how he teach against 1 John chapter 10. Because real preachers preach like Jesus. Real preachers preach just like Jesus. They love Jesus and they preach like him. Now, I began reading this last broadcast. I'm going to start over again because it's so rich. This is Jesus talking. And we need to hear him out. Everything he taught was perfect. And he was talking to Pharisees. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and they call. And he calls his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." When I preach the word of God, people that want the knowledge of God in their heart, people that are attracted to it, they may not be in Christ right now. They may have almost turned the radio off, but when they hear something and they want more, they're attracted to the heart of God. Some people will love God, but they never heard anybody preach like Jesus before. Or they never heard his word taught before. They have an imagination of what God is like. But when you hear Jesus talk, you know what God is like. And people are attracted to it. He said, "To him the porter opened, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spake unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them." That's how I know he was talking to Pharisees. "Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is the hireling and cares not for the sheep." Some people, they just love pride and prestige, and they happen and they're backslidden preachers, and they'll do anything worldly. They are worldly. The Bible calls them wolves. They scatter the sheep. They make you miserable. But the real men of God preach like Jesus, and they love your soul. Don't miss out on Jesus because of some wolf. That's why I'm reading this chapter. So you'll have a marker, something to judge whether a man is a real man of God or an evil man of God, or which is a false prophet. Chapter 10 will divide him in half. If he's for God, you'll know it, and if he's for the devil, you'll know it. Don't be deceived by false preachers. They exist. If Satan exists, false preachers exist. False spouses exist. Sometimes the person you're married to is not your spouse. They don't love you. Sorry. God will divide things out of your light. All you have to do is walk in the light, and the Lord will divide what's not supposed to be in your light out. And if they're supposed to be in your life, He'll bless them, and they'll be a blessing to you. That's just the way it is. Some churches need to be divided out of your life. Some churches need to be attached to. And I thank God for YouTube and Facebook. The purpose, a thing can be evil, and then if God uses it, it can be good. God is connecting real people that love you through the internet. Use it while it works. That's why I did this website, newlivingletters.com, and the radio broadcast. Use it while it works. that's just intelligence. Use it while it works. Some people do evil stuff on YouTube and Facebook, but there are people who are preaching the gospel on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. You just have to use it while it works. He said, the hireling flees because he is an hireling and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which is not of this fold, them I also must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doeth the Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now this is Jesus talking. This is how powerful Jesus is. He's from the Father. He's sanctioned. All the false prophets and all everybody that came before him, claiming to be him, were devils. They're thieves and robbers. They made religions. They led men astray, and people get trapped in their darkness, and they go to hell. And then they're forgotten. He said, there was a division, therefore, again, among the Jews for these saying. And many of them said, he has a devil. Now they're talking about Christ and is mad, just like people in our society. Why hear ye him? That's what some scoffers say, because they love the world. Satan got them. Others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Now these were the wise Jews. They heard what Jesus said and embraced it. They saw the light and embraced it, just like some of you will. Some people hear the word and they receive it. And then when you receive the word of God, you're not deceived anymore. You walked out of deception into the light, and stay in the light now. Leave the darkness alone and learn to hate it. If you fill your heart with the love of God, you can't sin anymore. If you receive what Jesus is saying and fill your heart with his love, sin won't be something you want anymore. You can be tempted with it, but you can resist it. And also, you can learn to hate it. I asked the Lord to teach me how to hate every sin that was a temptation. And he did it. And I did it by loving people. And then I finished doing it by not fearing it. The Lord said, don't fear falling. And when he said that, that word got in my heart, and I saw sin for what it was. It was just a useless distraction. And I said, Lord, I want to hate it like you do. Help me hate it like you do. I came to a point that I was laughing at things I used to cry about. It wasn't my master anymore. See, Satan present things to be your master. He want men to worship a woman's body. He want women to worship the power of men. That's idolatry. I love God. I don't need nothing else. Everything, all the blessings that I enjoy, they are bonuses. I love God. And because I love God, I can enjoy driving the car I have, the truck I have, the house I live in, the bed I sleep in. and I enjoy my family. I enjoy my wife. I enjoy my children. I pray for them. I enjoy watching them grow. I'm satisfied. I'm content. I don't need anybody else. I mean, I don't need another woman on the side like these wolves do. I'm not Satan's slave. I'm free. And I love every soul. So this is what happens when you follow Jesus. Others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. They had enough sense to know it. Verse 21. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Does a devil care whether you see or not? He wants you to be a devil. He don't want you to enjoy life. And if you follow him, he wants you to be miserable. Because you're still made in the image of God and he still hates your guts. Now, even those who like him, he hates them too. Satan hates everybody. Not just Christians. He hates people that follow him. He'll use them up. Then when they go to hell, his true colors will come out. And he'll try, and the demons will torment them. So all you witches and Wiccans, all you New Age people, the Illuminati people that may hear my voice, Satan is not your friend. He gonna scratch your eyes out.